Anonymous asks, I read that Yaakov was punished Mida Keneged Mida for his deception of his father. He was deceived by Laban and later by his own sons. As he deceived his father with a goat and a coat, so was he later deceived by his sons with a goat and a coat. If Yaakov followed Hashem's plan and obeyed every word of his mother, which he received through prophecy or Ruach HaKodesh, how could he be punished for his actions? What could he have done differently to still accomplish what he needed to accomplish, but without being punished? Why was Rivka not punished as well? The idea here is probably one that even though someone does something that's necessary to do, but if it has to be done in a way that causes others harm or pain or whatever, then there is a blemish in the action, and that in itself creates the punishment. It's not a punishment for doing something wrong. It's a result of doing something that's blemished. And therefore, even though Yaakov had to do what he did, but since things came about that it had to be done in such a blemished way, that in itself led to a result of a punishment that resulted from the blemish of the act itself. Therefore, Rivka, who did not actively involve herself in doing this, didn't receive the punishment. And even though it was necessary to do, it was the right thing to do, but since it worked out in such a way that the right thing to do had to come out in a blemished way, blemishes resulted from it.